I've got Tony Redwine with me. Tony Redwine is here. I'm John LaBarca, and this is Festival Italiano. We are back on track on www.johnlabarca.net. And John Del Vecchio, my longtime friend and co-producer of the show. How you doing, Juan?
Molto bene, grazie.
Ah, prego, prego. And Tony Redwine, how was that Merlot you had with dinner before?
It was excellent.
You like that, huh?
John picked a great
You picked a good Merlot for, and he's very choosy about his wine. It's got to
be
in a glass bottle and red. That's all he asked for. Huh? No? Is this the first night of love? Prima notte d'amore. Albano Romina Power on Festival Italiano. With a little Merlot. That's it, baby.
Prima notte d'amore, tra paura e pudore, la voglia di te. I tuoi lunghi silenzi spettinati dal vento, quel tuo caldo caffè. Prima notte d'amore, folle danza nel cuore, le stelle lassù. Poi quel gallo impazzito, da quel cielo schiarito che ci univa di più.
Sometimes you think you're singing well because you got headphones on and you're listening to music and it's so awful and it's loud. You start screaming out of tune, right, when you're listening to something. You ever do that? Find yourself doing that out loud, John?
In the shower, maybe.
In the shower, but you don't wear headphones in the shower.
No.
You just sing to yourself.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
But piano, piano means slowly, slowly.
Slowly, slowly. Prima notte d'amore. Albano Romina Power.
First night of love.
Yes. And we'll stop right there. Don't even think about it. John LaBarca on Festival Italiano. We are streaming live on www.festival.johnlabarca.net. I mean, we could have festivalitaliano.net. I got that too, but I don't want to confuse issues here. The one thing, Sicily has a very true story right after World War II. This is a true story. Johnny has a little history for us, as always.
Salvatore Giuliano emerged as the Robin Hood of Sicily after World War II.
Truly.
Robbing from the rich and giving to the poor.
No, no, that's a legend. That really didn't happen.
No, it really did happen. And because of that, he incurred the wrath of the mafiosi in Sicily, who wanted him to work for them, but he wouldn't do it. because that would prohibit him from robbing from the rich, who they protected, and giving to the poor. And eventually he was murdered in the late 1940s.
Oh, no. But he did do that. He fed the poor people.
Yes, he did. And he is a legend in Sicily from the late 1940s. And he only lived to be about 26 or 27.
You're kidding me.
But he was the true Robin Hood, if there ever was one.
Now, let me ask you, did he drive a car or ride a horse?
He rode a horse.
In Sicily.
And lived in the mountains.
Get out. Isn't that wild? Did he have help? Did he have a troop, you know?
Yes, he did.
Did he have a friar tuctoity?
Yes, he did.
No, get out.
He had all those things.
He did?
Yeah.
Was it a horse or a donkey?
Was it a horse or a donkey?
It was horses.
Are you sure it wasn't a chicaredo?
No, and he lived in the mountains. And the Sicilians, who used to have the donkey carts.
Yes.
That they painted
different colors,
In the late 1940s, they painted scenes of the various accomplishments.
You're kidding.
That Salvatore Giuliano had made.
Now, you see, I have to go back and check that now. Were there books written about Salvatore Giuliani?
Yes. Yeah, not only was a book, there was a movie, The Sicilian.
The Sicilian.
Yes.
How long ago was that?
Maybe 15 years
ago. Wasn't that a book originally by Mario Puzo?
I believe it was.
All right, Mario Puzo wrote the book. Now it all comes together for me.
And Salvatore Giuliano lived in western Sicily near Corleone and the villages, Montelebre, Palermo.
Interesting.
Not at your end of...
No, I'm... Well, we're from outside of
you're
Palermo.
You're from southern...
Well, both. My father's side
Shaka's
from...
Shaka's in the...
Oh, Shaka, my mother's side is Shaka in Agrigento. And my father's side is from outside of Palermo, San Giuseppe Atto.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Sicily is a world unto itself. If you've never been to Sicily, the most treasured and most preserved Greek temples are in Sicily. The only difference is they're sandstone color. They're not marble. They were painted... White. They were whitewashed with marble dust.
What many people don't know about Sicily is that although it's a part of Italy, Sicily was dominated by the Arabs, the Normans, the Africans, the French, and everybody else you can think about.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until recent history that they actually became an independent state of Italy.
Since Garibaldi.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Interesting. Just before our Civil War is when he united... Sicily, and then came
In 1860, Garibaldi united Italy.
And then he came over here to this country and helped Washington.
They wanted him to be a general
General in the Union Army. He advised President Lincoln. He had Italian there were Italians fighting our Civil War, and there were even Italians in our Revolutionary War. Francesco Vigo was the man, and he had a lot of money. And he also paid for the adventure of Louis... And Louisiana Territory to find link to the West Coast. Come on. Lewis and Clark Expedition. I was just asking if you knew what I was talking about. Did I? I don't know. But here's something no one knew, that Frank Sinatra did record some songs in Italian. He wasn't known to be an Italian singer because he didn't like to sing it.
But his father was born in Italy and settled in Hoboken, New Jersey, and was a firefighter for the Hoboken Fire Department.
There you go. And raised his family. And
Frank Sinatra always said, my father was born in Italy, but he made sure I was born in the United States.
I was born in the United States, that I was born here. And he was part of the Hoboken Four. And from the Hope, yeah, he's in a group.
Who are the other three?
Those are gone now, those guys, because Frank is all we could think of. Francis Albert Sinatra, going back to his early years. This is after he broke up with Tommy Dorsey and he was singing on his own. These are old recordings back into the mid-1940s when his voice started changing. This is him singing Luna Rosa. It's a rare recording you'll only hear right here on Festival Italiano.
That's Red Moon.
Red Moon. I like that.
A moon of red in a sky of white, because I'm telling a lie tonight. And blushing moon, you know of it. Oh, Luna Rosa, you're smart at love. You know I'm playing the part of love. I try my hand at the art of love. Just for the thrill and glow of it, Luna Rosa. Forgive me, Luna Rosa, for the vows I made tonight that are untrue. What else am I to do? But blushing moon, there's a reason why the love I longed for has passed me by. And so I play at the game, but I'm lonely, Luna Rosa. Luna Rosa, forgive me, Luna Rosa, for the vows I made tonight that are untrue. What else am I to do?
That's lovely. Frank Sinatra. Luna, you did that beautifully. Luna Rosa, Frank Sinatra.
Bella voce.
Bella voce. Oh, come on. Lyrical singer. You heard every word. Always with Frankie. Johnny now with Perry Como. And this is a beautiful song, If I Loved You, from Carousel originally. Perry Como and then Patrizio for our Brawana babes who are listening on the web at www.johnlabarca.net. Streaming live 24 hours a day, every day of the week, whenever you're in the mood for Italian-American music and interesting stories. Come back here. That's where we are. I'll be waiting for you.
If I love you time and again, I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I love you, words wouldn't come in an easy way, round in circles I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Off you would go in the mist of day, never, never to know how I love you. If I love you. Thank you. would go in the mist today. Never, never to know if I